I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Disney animated feature Encanto comes with certain expectations. It's written and directed by the team who created the hugely successful Zootopia and Moana, and it features songs by Flavor of the Decade Broadway composer Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's set in a fairy tale version of old Colombia. I found myself being reminded of the terrific Pixar Mexican-based film Coco, which also played with Latin American magic realism. And thrown into the mix too was Miranda's recent live-action musical In the Heights, which was similarly enthusiastic about family and community. Encanto is set in a magical village where the Madrigal family have lived for many years. The family has been blessed with certain magical gifts. Let Abuela, the grandmother, explain what happened.
Many years ago, this candle blessed our family with a miracle. Our house, our casita, came to life with magic.
Hola, casita.
On the run from their last village, young Abuela was given a magical candle that magically gave her whole family a house or casita that magically came to life. After that, all the members of the Madrigal family would receive certain magical gifts or powers.
Did someone say flowers?
Our angel! Our angel!
Please don't laugh.
Thank you.
Oh, it's nothing!
Now, I'm only 10 minutes into Encanto and already I'm getting a little sick of the words magical and family, but let's persevere. Each member has cute superpowers. Luisa is strong. Isabella can do wonders with flowers. Even baby Antonio can talk to animals and birds.
In time, every member of our family...
Cecilia, up top!
...was given their own magical gifts.
Uh-huh. I understand you.
But one person has no gift at all. Mirabelle is famous for it. On the day she was meant to receive it from the magical candle through the magical door... Sorry, I'll stop saying magical for a while. Anyway, nothing, nada, no gift for Mirabelle.
I'm not super strong like Luisa.
The donkey's got out again.
On it!
Or effortlessly perfect like Señorita Perfecta Isabella. But Mama, why am I the only one that didn't get a gift?
Which is a pity because Mirabelle, as voiced by Stephanie Beatriz, is far and away the most appealing character in Encanto. Disney animators have had years perfecting the art of creating plucky, spunky teenage girls, and they deliver again without breaking a sweat.
You're just as special as anyone else in this family.
You just healed my hand with an arepa con queso.
But the rest of the movie is rather less sure-footed. Aside from Mirabelle, it's easy to get the colourful characters mixed up. Which cousin is that one? Why is it so important she get married? Who's dishing out these miraculous gifts anyway? And why is no one allowed to mention Uncle Bruno?
What are your powers?
Just tell us what everyone can do!
And that's why coffee's for grown-ups.
Like the Abeth on her mood affects the weather. When she's unhappy, well, the temperature gets weird. Like the Bruno.
Many of these things do eventually get explained, but not soon enough. Much of the delay is caused by, frankly, an unnecessary amount of musical numbers. Does everyone have to have their own 3-minute song? Wouldn't it be better to use that time to sharpen up the storyline?
Casita?
What's going on?
The magic is in danger.
We gotta get out of
here!
We must protect our home. We must protect our family.
Most of the songs in early Disney classics were barely a minute long. They made their point and then moved on. The songs in Encanto are interminable and get in the way of the undernourished plot, which seems to be something's gone wrong with the magic here. If you think that's a little vague, well, I'm not going to argue with you.
This is my chance. I will save the magic.
Wait, how do I save the magic?
In fact, nothing kills the magic of a movie like Encanto so much as constant repetition of the word magic. It's like being hit endlessly over the head with Christmas decorations. A firmer hand at the tiller might have dropped two or three songs in favour of a clearer destination for the likeable Mirabelle.
A lot of stairs. But at least I'll have a friend. Nope, you flew away immediately.
Quitter!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.